You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Big Suey, a podcast exclusive.
Risky move.
Just when you thought the show could not be more diluted.
Walk the plank.
Bam.
No more free Disney trips.
Now here's the marching band of nowhere.
Matey.
Fat face.
Dan's been stress eating.
And the habitual liar.
Stugatz can't be trusted.
The Big Suey.
Yo ho, a pirate radio life for me.
Mike, I can't really believe what I'm reading here. And when this happens these days, you know that I'm always thinking that I've been fooled by the internet here. But I've got an Associated Press story. Associated Press is credible. The dateline is Omaha, Nebraska. And what I'm reading here is a giant new sports league has announced its arrival. It's the WCHL World Cornhole League, and it can't be right, Mike. Nine City. Like, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was something from The Onion. And then you tell me, no, not only is it real, but the commissioner of the new league had a big press conference today in Omaha. That's where the Nebraska, the Chuckers are going to play. And they're here coming for the NFL, they're saying. And I'm like, this is ridiculous, Mike. This can't be right. This isn't like the XFL. These are big name owners they're talking about in Tulsa and Little Rock and Shreveport, Waco, Topeka, Death Valley, Tulcum, Indiana, these small cities. And then, but then I read the names of these owners and it's Peter Koch. It's Peter Thiel. It's Charles Koch. It's Laura Ingram. It's Steve Schwartzman. This can't be real, Mike. This has to be a joke.
I thought it was a joke too, and then Axios picked up on it. There is a gold rush right now for live television rights, and sports are seemingly popping out of the ground right now. I can't believe the money that's being tossed around.
So this is this streaming stuff? Is this the, because live sports carry everything? We've been told that Jeffrey Eves Point is the commissioner for the new league, and he is making the rounds now, and I am being told by the, we haven't had very good guests on the pirate ship here, and I don't believe this story, and I'm questioning everybody around here, and then you tell me that we've got this commissioner on, and I just don't understand what's happening here. How can this possibly be a $2 billion sport, Mike? How? In what world? Cornhole is what I think it is, right?
Yes, it's a game that you play while tailgating, and it's been, you know, highlighted on the Ocho, and it's a fun little kitschy thing, and then this deal gets announced, and you're like, wow, all these streaming services, they just want in on the live sports game.
All right, so Jeffrey Eves Point is with us now, and he's the commissioner of the WCHL, and Jeffrey, explain to me what is happening here. I've been in sports for three decades, and this doesn't sound like it has any chance of succeeding until I see some of the money involved.
We're going around. We're talking to a bunch of different outlets about this announcement. And I got to say, of all the interviews I've done, and I've done some fairly sizable ones, that's the most incredulous and borderline insulting introduction we've received. We've gotten coverage on CNN, ESPN. I just finished being on the Joy Reid show on MSNBC. We're on every major news outlet has covered us. There's a feature coming out in Time magazine in 2 weeks. Rolling Stone has covered us. And Mr. LeBetard, I don't appreciate you bringing me on the show and treating this like it's some novelty. We have over $12 billion in capital behind this league. We have a plan to open 950,000-seat stadiums in 2023.
How much money?
$12 billion in capital. I don't know if you're familiar with our owners, but they're not exactly mom-pop candy store owners. Peter Thiel is a multi-billionaire. Charles Koch, one of the wealthiest men in America, Laura Ingraham, a cultural dynamo and a force. And all of these people have put in sizable capital. We have several investors who do not wish to be made public, international investors. By 2023, we will have 9 stadiums built that will seat up to 50,000 people, including hotels, to host cornhole events, live cornhole events. We've just signed former major league pitcher David Cone. The Death Valley Lobbers have signed him to a 1-year, $5 million contract. We've signed 3 of the top 10 dart throwers from the English League, each of them for $2 million contracts. This is not a fly-by-night endeavor. This is not the XFL, Mr. Levitard. And I don't know how you do this, if it's pre-recorded, but I would strongly encourage you to re-record your introduction to me, because I find it insulting, and it makes me not want to associate with your show.
Forgive me, Jeffrey, forgive me. Okay, my public apologies now, because that was rude, but you have to understand that this is arriving on my doorstep in real time. I was not prepared for it, and the details of this, they just don't seem to make a whole lot of sense. I don't understand how any sport goes from 2:30 in the morning on ESPN News to becoming 50,000-seat stadiums and $12 billion. Like, forgive me for my incredulousness. I think my audience would be equally incredulous.
All right. I appreciate the change in your posture of credulity towards this league. Let me give you another story. A bunch of Civil War soldiers in the 1860s with a head of lettuce and a stick knocking it around in a field. Match dissolved to 1979 and Reggie Jackson hitting a home run in front of 50,000 people. It's called Vision, Mr. Levitard, and this team we have that's appointed me to be the voice of this league has vision. Like I said, $12 billion in capital. These stadiums we have proposals, funding proposals on the ballots of all these municipalities for stadiums, hotels, and in some cases, even manufacturing centers to be built.
Publicly funded? What? What do you mean publicly funded during a pandemic?
This is, during a pandemic is precisely the time to invest in America's future. And if one thing we know about this great nation, a large part of its future has always been sports and recreation. It's at the core of American values and beliefs.
I don't disagree with you. My career centers around it. I still, though, don't understand how cornhole, without any steps in between, becomes Reggie Jackson in 1979. And I feel sort of obligated to ask you about, you keep saying $12 billion, and you also said donors you didn't want to talk about, or forgive me, that's indelicate, but you said anonymous donors that you don't want to disclose?
No, Mr. Levitati, I don't know how familiar you are with the way that high finance works, the way that leverage capital works, but it is very common for LLCs with unnamed CEOs or CEOs who do not wish to be named to back large endeavors like this. Yes, we have quite a bit of money. Some of it is from the Asian markets. Some of it is from the Middle East. And a large part of what's exciting about this are these spending propositions that will be on the municipal ballots to fund these stadiums.
The Middle East.
In some cases, $1 to $2 billion stadiums that will rival Dallas Stadium, that will rival the new Rams Stadium.
The Middle East.
The architect of the Rams Stadium will be designing the Tulcombe, Indiana Stadium.
But the Middle East is what you said? The Middle East? You've got investors from the Middle East?
I'm a little uncomfortable with the xenophobic and Islamic phobic undertones of your question, Mr. Levitard. I'll just be honest.
I'm just being a journalist. I just am asking you to follow up, to elaborate. You skipped past the Middle East there, not me.
The stadium in Tulcombe, Indiana will involve a 360-degree screen. We will have a hotel. There will be a manufacturing office center and factory center also there, where the owner of the team will have products manufactured by locals. So we will not only be bringing sports to these towns, we will also be bringing jobs, manufacturing jobs that will be exempted from state laws because they are in an entertainment zone. So the workers will not be pulled down by large federal laws. They will be allowed to work. This will be a right to work sports zone, and manufacturing will flourish. Games will flourish. Hotels will flourish. And all told, with all of these spending propositions, we are seeking approximately $20 billion from municipal taxpayers.
I've got a lot of follow-up questions. Why Tulkum, Indiana?
Tulkum is it's an emerging community. Right now, it's not incorporated. In a way, our team, the Tulkum Throw'ems, will be creating the town of Tulkum. Right now, it is a parking lot. It is a propane tank rental service. And across the street, there is an abandoned Hardee's. We will take over this land, and we will turn Tulkum, from where right now is simply a point on a GPS map, into a major metropolitan area, Mr. Lebatard.
Jeffrey, I hate to be this crass about this after already apologizing to you for my crassness on the front end, but this sounds shady. It sounds actually like a front for something.
Well, I to call that crass is an understatement. It's I didn't want to make this announcement, but I'll make this announcement now in the face of your, I'll call it naked cynicism over American endeavor. We have just signed, as of 45 minutes ago, a $2 billion streaming rights deal with Amazon.
How much? I heard rumors, Mike. I heard rumors about that. I heard that Amazon was trying to get into, I heard $2 billion and I thought I was reading it wrong. I thought I was reading it wrong at $2 million.
I thought that was for the NFL package. I find it very hard to believe that this is all just for cornhole.
You keep saying just for cornhole. Do you know what the fastest growing sport in America was last year? Can you answer that question as sports experts? This is your job, correct? You full time, you get up in the morning at your house, everything you do is connected to sports. Can you tell me what the fastest growing sport was last year in America? Not the quarantine year, the year before.
I can't actually. I should know that, but you've actually cornered me. I don't know what the fastest growing
sport is. Can we really just slow down everything to take a moment to just really look at the fact that you don't know that, given what your job is, and really just take that in? I just almost a moment of silence with that, just for the listener to take that in. Okay, now we move on.
I just Googled it. It's pickleball. It's pickle. You made me Google it, and they drank it in, and I drank it in, and you made me feel shame, but it's pickleball. It's not cornhole.
Exactly. It's pickleball. And you know why it's not cornhole? Because cornhole was the fastest growing sport 3 years ago. It's already grown up, and it's ready for the big time. And the year before that, it was lingerie football. So there's always someone rolling their eyes at a vision. Who needs this glowy ball in our house when we can just light candles? Really, I think there's a future for the light bulb, but not according to Dan Lebatard. And here's the great news. Despite your snarky, eye-rolling, elitist liberal attitude about all of this, it's happening, my friend. We've signed the deal with Amazon. The propositions will be on the ballots in 2022 in all of these municipalities. We have the support of state legislatures. We have the support of senators. We, at our press conference in Omaha, Nebraska, where we announced this league, we had some of the great leaders in our country were in attendance. We had Sean Hannity was there. We had Ted Cruz. We had just wonderful patriots were there to back this league. And yes, Ted Cruz will be investing in this league. So will Sean Hannity. We have the young man who's out on bail right now for he's accused of murder, but it's up for debate. He was there today.
What?
And it's a great group of people.
What? Accused of murder? What happened with the Dead Aim Girls, that dance team? I heard
exciting.
I heard that there were 3,000 women attending tryouts to become the Dead Aim Girls, and three were seriously injured when a structure collapsed on them.
It's Topeka, first off. Thanks for naming a city. Proud Topekans, thank you for ignoring them. The Dead Aim Girls are the dancers for the Topeka Dead Aim. That's the cornhole team already. Has six members and an operating budget of $25 million, and we haven't even built the stadium. And there was an open call for attractive athletic young women to be the Dead Aim Girls. And 3,000 women showed up. As you know, times are hard right now. And there was a structure that collapsed. and two women, one woman's pelvis was broken. Another woman did lose an eye, and one woman is in critical condition. They're saying legally she's dead, but she's not. Her heart is beating right now. So there was a terrible, tragic accident. And for you to use it as gotcha journalism against an endeavor that's going to bring jobs to America, that's going to change the economic and entertainment landscape of our nation is quite frankly foul. And the families of these young women do not find your left-wing eye rolling enjoyable at all, Dan Le Batard.
Okay, we're going to stay with this story over the coming weeks here, because this is starting, whether I understand it or not, it is a lot of money from Amazon. It is Tulsa. It is Little Rock. It's Shreveport. It's Waco. It's Topeka, Death Valley, and Tulcum, Indiana. The WCHL, Jeff Eves Point, thank you for being
on. My name is Eves Point.
I'm sorry. Yes. Yes.
It's hard with this connection. Did you get my name right?
I did. I'm sorry. Jeffrey Eves Point is his name, the commissioner of the new league. Forgive my skepticism. I don't know why I'm apologizing for my skepticism. It just doesn't sound right.
It's happening. Dan LeGraven. It's happening.
Look, it sounds like a Trojan horse for the Saudis. There, I said it. I just said it. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like that.
There's some Russian money, too. I guess you want to go on and on about that as well. I guess that's bad, too. My wife is half Russian. I guess that's not good. The man who cleans my house is from Myanmar. I guess that means everything's dirty, Dan LeGraven.
Jeffrey, thank you for being on with us. We will keep in touch with this story. I imagine it'll be growing over the coming weeks.
It will.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.